Welcome to Christmas at Calvary. The names of God, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Revelation 9:16. On his robe and on his thigh he has a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. How does a white horse deepen your Christmas encounter with Jesus? I suspect we all should have at least one ornament on the family tree to remind us of how all this ends. In Revelation 9:16, one of the most important names is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. This specific title signifies Jesus' supreme and sovereign authority over all creation, including even the angelic powers who minister before the living God today. This revelatory name of Jesus is the ultimate climax of the book of Revelation. Jesus in the manger over 2,000 years ago is the final King of Kings arriving on a white horse. Historically, Roman princes rode white horses during military triumphs, but this image of Jesus subverts those earthly displays of powers, showing that this bombastic claim of emperors are nothing compared to the true King of Christmas. John's vision of Jesus draws on multiple Old Testament prophecies, including Genesis 49:10, Psalm 2:6, and Daniel 7:13-14, which foretold the Messiah would come from the tribe of Judah by installed as king in Jerusalem and have an everlasting dominion. This is why the early scenes of the Magi coming to Jesus and worshiping are so important to his story. We see that the nations, represented by the wise men, come and worship. Don't miss out on this worship, especially knowing that he will one day return, riding on a white horse in glorious procession. This Christmas, we see the end in full view, which helps draw our hearts to worship the abundance of his name and his love for all to be made right.